Well, now on Radio 4, it's time for the second part of The Green Hill, two linked plays by John Fletcher.
We present Diana Quick as Gret and Adjoa Ando as Liz in The Detective. The year is 2025, and London, the great city founded by the Romans, is collapsing.
Inch by inch, along this filthy sewer. A thousand years old. Somewhere beneath Threadneedle Street.
Where are we?
Access point 8. Manhole covering road opposite Barclays Bank. How long we got?
2 minutes.
I'm going up first.
No, I will.
Gret, my partner. Passionate, blonde, courageous as Hercules. Dressed to kill. Helmet, body armour, heavy automatic. Follow her up rungs.
Hey?
Shoulders under the manhole cover.
And your boots in my face.
I hope everyone else is in position. How long?
30 seconds.
And also the boss can get himself and 10 dead bank robbers on the 6 o'clock news.
Matter of honour. It's the last bank still open in the City of London. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here goes.
Jesus, no one stop the traffic.
Come on. Go, go, go.
Spray out into daylight. Traffic peeling. Out of bank they run. Shotguns ready.
Drop him.
Kneel. Aim. Fire. Run. Just us two, opening the road. Beggars, cripples scattering. Robbers descending, hot shot from the bank, firing.
To ARB! Crashing into each other. Go to your left.
But at last we get support from surrounding walls, heavy machine guns, shred banks, classical facade and robbers. Boss will get his pictures tonight.
Look! Down there! Two-legging it! Come on!
Crash down garbage-strewn alleys, junkies fixing, children playing, over razor wire, past Rottweilers.
That way. Yeah.
Through the slums and stews of the poor as they reinvest the city, take over derelict wine bars, abandoned trading floors. Finally, they go one way. We crash down an alley, sawn off by steps to the Thames.
Hey, look out!
Plunged deep into a heap of rotting bins.
We're still alive.
Covered in shite, but still alive.
Typical day in a 21st century Met.
Help me, Ollie.
All right. Help me.
Hey, wait, look.
Under the piled rubbish, a child's tiny hand.
Oh, Jesus.
A tiny mite. A street Arab rent boy caught. Tortured in a thousand connoisseured ways. Thrown away like garbage in the garbage.
Look, Lizzie, look.
I don't. Instead, stare out over the Thames, unwinding, endless, ancient. Indifferent.
Come on, Doc, give us a break. Look what's been done to this child, the brutality.
We get hundreds of dead street kids.
None like this. Frenzied lateral cutting, layer on layer. Lower lip and genitals torn away as if by a wolf.
He was a rent boy. There must be 20 different semen traces in it.
I need a full pathologist's report.
Detective, you know the form. We're the last mortuary in London. 200 bodies a night minimum. Respectable citizens, police, heavy villains get a proper job. The rest, riffraff, child prostitutes. Wounds listed, filed, forgotten.
Doctor, the monster that did this will strike again. Has probably struck in the past. I need a full autopsy.
And I'm telling you, Detective, but
yes, I... Yes,
just come over here.
Don't try and pull me away, Liz. You've got children.
No, Bob.
Run, Kimball.
Thank God. The chief, in full uniform, fresh from his TV studio.
And to congratulate you on your splendid work outside the bank. There's a problem.
Yes, Chief Superintendent. This officer here...
Officer Rodden?
...is insisting that I, with 30 bodies still to process tonight...
You certainly seem to have a lot.
...do a full autopsy on this street child.
A citizen, Doctor. A citizen like the rest of us.
Yes, but...
Detective Rodden?
Yes, Chief.
A word. What is going on?
That child, Chief, I don't want its murder forgotten. Give me 2 weeks.
Rodden, as you well know, child murder, especially of rent boys, is common. London being the sex capital of the world, we are not short of sex's major byproduct. Children infest us. In some areas, child culling is semi-official. I repeat my question. What is going on?
I can't explain, but something gets to me about this one. It burns me. I want to catch the bastard.
Detective.
Give us an autopsy and 2 weeks. Me and Campbell.
I'm sure she's not too keen.
Oh, she'll do it if I do. Chief, we were a lot of use to you earlier outside the bank. You look very nice in your uniform.
2 weeks. And I want regular reports.
What's going on, Gret?
2 weeks, Liz. 2 weeks.
You've got an obsession with a minor rent boy, murder.
Minor? Did you see his wounds?
What is it, Gret?
It did something to me seeing that child all alone by the water, discarded. I don't know what. I don't have kids. A long-term relationship like you.
You keep them right out of this, my kids. I've got 6 years, 6 more years in this hellhole, then pension safe, Robert, the kids, me are out of it. Somewhere safe, civilized, like Spain, Portugal.
I thought 2,000 years of civilization going wrong. I've got to do something. Look, I'll work the streets, you can work the computer.
I look at her. Blonde, beautiful, chin jutted forward, denying tears.
No, I'll do it 50-50 with you, okay?
Ladies, Georgie's the son.
Jesus, a tabloid.
Get lost, scum.
I hear you two ladies are investigating a street kid slaying in there. You know, sicko, psycho stuff.
Who did you pay off?
I have my sources. Look, instead of slagging each other off, however enjoyable, perhaps we might cooperate.
Go home to Wapping.
I'm serious. I could know things. Look, give us some details. Slash pans, genital mutilation.
No one works with scum. Scram.
Get lost.
You'll need me, ladies. You'll need me.
I pound the pavements.
Excuse me. Seen this kid before?
Liz pounds the keyboards.
White male child, age 10. Severe lateral slash. Semen deposits.
Hey! Hey, come back! Give us some help!
Working the streets. Oaths. Hatred spat full in your face.
Screw yourself, you lousy bitch cop!
Scouring for sniffs, rumours, clues. Murder by age, location, fetish. Queers, geeks, gawkers, shaking down mustachioed roaring boys, sequined patsies, cross-filing perverts, molesters, human slime. Then we work them in the cells.
Okay, fairy, lisp.
Listen, want to avoid a 10-year beef.
And I don't like you either. I'll rip your eyes out and fry them with tomatoes.
All the time.
the stench, the heat, the breaths getting closer, closer, till sometimes... It's necessary to go where the beautiful creatures go. Beautiful boys. 18, 19. Limbs like cream. Lips apart. And between silken sheets, lights low, incense burning. A few seconds become what I once was. Why do you do it?
Boys?
You're old enough to be their mother.
But they're lovely. Beautiful.
I'm so good at faking it. Got something. A couple of cross-references.
Yeah?
Pathologist's report details intense laceration of victim's flesh, probably using a scalpel. Tearing off of lips, lower face, genitals.
Right.
In the last 6 years, the computer comes up with similar mutilation patterns on four boys, all races.
Yes.
In two, victims' identity and domicile possible to locate. Both lived in Dalston in one block of flats, the Firbright May, Belmont Estate.
Any ident on our victim?
Yep. Prints identify him one Stuart Logan, 17 previous child prostitution.
Any address?
A squat. Firbright May Flats, Belmont Estate.
Right, let's go.
Our country is not as it was. South of the Thames, as far west as Hampshire, it is as it was. In the home counties, misty meadows, winding tree-lined rivers. In London, gas lamps, iron-railed terraces, point-of-order politicians, scarlet and gold on horse guards. As if there had never been awful economic, social collapse. But from a line north of the Marylebone-Euston Road, law ceases. Thugs, gangsters, racketeers. With the death of the service industries, banking, broking, insurance, London reverts to its oldest service. Prostitution, drugs, gambling. Jumbos heave in from the Far East, Europe, awash with German, Japanese, Malaysian businessmen. Bust in from Heathrow, dive into the melee of Camden, Islington, Hackney. Each taste, perversion, darkness, exactly provided for. Extraordinary vices, visions, violences. And all about, to service this, crowd caravan slums, high-rise shanties, tent cities of the poor, desperate. And then, beyond even this, out beyond the M25, real badlands, where everything has broken down. Bands of new age travellers, tribes and kingdoms of crazies, retards, visionaries in buses, wagons, roving the wildlands, herding cattle, fighting obscure battles, gradually encircling, enclosing the rest of us. Oliver Cromwell had his new model army. These barbarians call themselves the latest model army. To the south of our line, Britain. To the north of our line, Britain. As police officers, we walk a knife edge. Allowed north of the Euston Road for ceremonial purposes, to reassure the tourists. If we want to go in seriously, we go in solo, dressed native, without cover. Gret wants a result.
Belmont Estate, Dalston.
Between the high rises, tent city, children fighting over potato peelings.
Mothers burying dead in makeshift graves. Market stalls, dogfights, hooch hovels.
Nothing like the sound of fresh Kalashnikovs in the morning.
Look.
Furbright May Flats.
High rise to hell. Everyone hates child killers.
Maybe they'll help.
Yeah.
Work up the great well of the building, floor by floor, pushing picks.
No. Never seen them. What you police doing here anyhow?
Everywhere the stench of urine. Paraffin stoves. Excrement. Haven't seen a policeman in 20 years. Great holes punched into nothingness. Railings on landings missing. But as we work higher, we start to get grunts. People remembering children. Hints, looks, pointing to the top floor. Then out, out, to the very tip of one of its wings.
He'll be along there. At end of walkway. Make a guy. Give him surveillance. This is smart.
In at the moment?
Me out. Often out. All day, some days. All night, others. Like to talk to children. Keep mine away.
Thanks.
Very end of the walkway. Last plat. All the walling torn off. So we teeter. Far, far above the crowds beneath. And eerie. Cold blue skies all round.
He's not in.
We go in anyhow.
What?
I brought a Jimmy.
We haven't got a warrant. That's illegal.
Lizzie, everything's illegal north of the Euston Road. That's its glory.
We shouldn't be in here. I'm keeping lookout in case he comes back.
There's nowhere we can go unless we fly.
Jackpot. Jesus.
Child molester's paradise. Fake glamorous photos of boys on walls, names underneath, especially Damien Patterson. Rest of flat surprisingly neat. Lots of books. Stuff on the New Age travellers, the barbarians.
Charlie Victor 1. Charlie Victor 1, you're receiving me. Over.
Receiving you. Go ahead.
Liz radios in boys' names, requests information searches. Also, on flat's occupant, one Langton Richards. From each photo on the wall is drawn a line to a circle in the centre. In the circle, a question mark. Funny man, eh? Likes playing games.
That's strange.
What?
No trace on any of them. Should have been something. Prostitution beefs for the boys.
You're working tonight.
Home with the family.
Liz, I'll be on the streets tonight shadowing Mr. Richards here. I need you on the computer.
Gret, I have a rule.
Liz.
The computer's already been checked.
There may have been a mistake. You know how good you are with them. Besides, I need you as radio backup.
This case gives me the creeps. She smiles at me. I give in. As we gingerly make our way back down the great stairwell, avoiding debris, mug alleys, up the stairs, straight-backed, almost dandified...
It's him, officer.
Who?
Langton Richards.
Black, pinstripe suit, not too threadbare. Walking cane, grey hairs in neatly trimmed beard. Almost distinguished. As he passes, he inclines his head our way.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon?
Afternoon.
Look away as we reply, hiding our faces so he cannot see us.
Him. I'll stake him out. You get back to your computer.
How does she do it? I have a family, children. I should be with them. It is right. She has no love, no long-term relationship, except perhaps me. But effortlessly, she makes me feel in the wrong. Sit all night in front of my screen,
trawling names back and forth, each combination, configuration, match, backtrack, cross-reference, nothing.
Nil. Nada.
Take a coffee. Stare at the screen. Suddenly,
amid pill-headed punks, gouged-up runts, scratching like a junkie without a fix, I haunt the entrance to his flats. At last he comes, out into the street, parading slow, swinging cane, nodding to whores, smiling at children. Gangster chief cruises past in pink armored personnel carrier, scattering banknotes from his gun port. Straight backed, Richards passes soup kitchens, pimps in rickshaws, lunatics chained to posts. Where is he going?
Before my eyes, all the time. Not in the information or lack of it, but in the way it's presented on the screen. Between each entry, a gap of four blank lines, except where my name should be. There it's a gap of five. Only someone really senior could possess the codes to delete such information. Someone none too expert at computers.
Ah, Campbell.
Chief.
Working late?
Yeah.
And what are you working at?
Frantic efforts to get something, anything else on the screen.
Old burglary reports, Chief.
Good. Oh, good to see my staff working late. By the way, anything on that terrible child murder?
Oh, nothing, Chief. It seems to have run right into the ground.
I see. Well, keep up the good work, Campbell.
Sir?
Glides out smooth as a ballroom shark.
What's going on? What the hell's going on?
A cafe. An all-night cafe. The paradise. Outside, tiny painted children play. Ply for trade. Richards watches a while, goes in. Inside paradise, Richards sits to one side. In the center, the children run up and down playing hide-and-seek, hopscotch. Tiny children, orphans, homeless, living on tiny, fragile wits. But for a few moments away from the groping hands, sweaty, battering bodies, children again. Light, innocent, fantastical. A few of the older boys and girls even holding grave hands, whispering eternal love, profoundest confidences into each other's ears before they go out on those cold, dark streets again. Richards watches all.
Your suspect?
What are you doing?
Tell all I tabloid. Aging black suspect.
Out of here. This is serious.
That's why I want your story.
So you can drip salacious little drops to your readers.
Yeah, all that. Readers like child murders. Rent boy stories. Gets their collective guilt going. Does wonders for the circulation.
You disgust me.
But also, I'm serious. Deadly serious. This case, it gets to me.
You?
Yeah, hacks have hearts too, you know. Be very careful.
Do you mean?
There's people. Very powerful people involved.
How do you...
But suddenly Richards is rising, heading out of the door. We'll have to talk again. I leave Ince to pay the bill. Again, he starts to walk down the street.
Calling Charlie Victor 1.
Charlie Victor 1, proceed.
Gret, where the hell are you?
I'm tailing Richards.
I've left the station. We've got to talk.
Not now. I'm on Dalston High Road. Keep out of sight.
Gret!
He stopped.
talking to a pool of kids who gather round, tugging his clothes, pouting lips. Chats with them like a schoolmaster might chat with his pupils. Then breaks away with one child, starts to walk back down an alley with him, but they argue fiercely. The child struggling to get away, Richards holding him, shouting,
Langton Richards! Langton Richards! I'm arresting you!
Me?
For assaulting a child.
You're arresting me for assaulting a child?
Liz, bring in the car, Ripley Gardens, I've got a body.
The child runs off. A crowd begins to form. Rubberneckers, drunks, hostiles.
Get off that man, what's he done?
Liz, the car, Ripley Gardens.
Liz arrives. We lurch off in nick of time.
Where the hell were you? You wanted me to keep out of the way, remember? Gret, we've got to talk.
We'll take Mr. Richards down to the station first.
No,
then we can...
now! This whole case stinks. It's political.
What?
I tell her about the missing files, interference from above, the chief's interest.
In short, Gret, I'm pulling out.
Ah, you mean your pension, your family?
Yes. In a dirty, twisted world with everything falling to pieces, the only thing you can stay true to is your family.
What did you tell him when he left the station?
I was going out.
Where did he say I was?
I didn't.
So we have the rest of the night.
I said I was pulling out. This is a rogue operation.
Pull out tomorrow morning. Till then, there's just you, me, and Mr. Richards here.
Where are you taking me?
Find ourselves somewhere nice and cozy to interrogate you.
We go to the old Lloyd's building in the city. A vast, empty cathedral of twisted tubing, shattered perspex, staining plastic. Monument to megalomania, bankruptcy, collapse. Not even a crazy would live here. Climb the floors. Choose a wrecked chair and desk where once a smug, young underwriter sat ruling the world. Tie Richards to chair. Behind him, a chasm. Gret pops pills. How long's she been doing amphetamines?
All right, scum. Hang over these books. Gret, tell us about boys. Little boys who disappear.
What are you talking about?
You know, you dirty bastard! Gret, stop! Get off me! You saw! He had all the names, photos on his walls. What were they doing there?
And what's that to you? You're just a policeman.
Listen, you
police. If this is a proper investigation, why aren't we in the police station?
Look, why were the names of those children, their photos, on your wall? Children who disappear, get ripped to pieces.
And what's your interest, Mrs. Policeman? Leaning over me, eyes bulging. Has someone from on high told you to get interested?
What do you mean by that, Richards?
Or does it just turn you on?
You'll have him off the edge!
She holds him right at the brink. He stares back, straight into her eyes.
Go on, tell me. Why are you so turned on?
All my life, I've trusted people. Yeah, that's right. I thought people are good, straightforward, civilized. And then I get this job. Start to see other perspectives. People bent, torn, pulling each other apart. Getting joys strangely.
By now she holds him right over the edge, oblivious.
I am stuck in this light-filled, rational, old-fashioned mind of mine, just loving everyone. It's not the pain, cruelty, immorality I object to. I just want to understand. Understand what possible joy you bastards can get from ripping little children's faces and genitals to pieces. And by Jesus, tonight I'm going to find out. Can you, over this abyss, rip, tear pieces off your body till I don't?
My God. I think I found a policeman who actually cares. Pull me upright. Take me back to the car. I have things to show you.
What the... Come on, Grant.
Return to the car. He directs us across North London.
I was a schoolmaster in Birmingham, when Birmingham still existed. In a world falling apart, I tried to instill a little knowledge, imagination, truth. You are quite right to say I knew Damien Patterson, my nephew, my star pupil. But how can you interest a child in beauties of the past when there are so many extraordinary and colorful beauties today? Cars, drugs, violence, girls.
Which way, Mr. Richards?
Right. Perhaps, as my sister said, I put too much pressure on him. But at a time when children were fleeing, flying across a disintegrating country like great restless flocks of starlings, he fled. Stop here.
Row of dingy lockups. Richards goes to one, unlocks it.
There's a light.
My God. Look at this. Cuttings. Files. What are all these piles of paper for, Mr. Richards?
My nephew, like so many, led to London. I followed him through the wild lands held by the travelers, tried to track him, discovered he had become a rent boy. But before I could get to him, he disappeared. Terrible rumors.
Rumors?
On the street, a whole 11 children, boys and girls, rented for the night, vanished.
Who rented them? What for?
For fun, I presume. An orgy. An orgy that went horribly wrong. But street people are terrified. It's very difficult to get them to talk. And you please don't want to know.
What is all this paper?
For 5 years I've run my own investigation. All information, reports, interviews I could do on the disappearances. And a series of rent boy murders since. Single ones.
Look at this, Severe lacerations, tearing off of lips and lower faces, possible bite marks.
Yes. Whoever did the first got an appetite for it.
You're a godsend, Richards. All the information denied us on our computer here. What were you able to glean off the street?
It's difficult. As you saw earlier, they're scared. But some youngsters talk of the grey ones.
Grey ones?
With great fear. They say some nights the streets suddenly grow empty, dark. All the people disappear off them. And they, the children, are left alone. Are not allowed into any buildings.
Who could organize anything as big as that?
Then this awful howling fills the air. The children, all alone in the dark, start to run, flee. But suddenly, all about them are these green figures running, eyes flashing, knives slashing.
The grey ones.
This investigation is getting out of control. Gret, rogue, bent with obsession. Truth. The two drinking at each other's knowledge. We must not get too deeply into it. It stinks of power. Computer files rearranged, the chief's questioning.
What is my purpose? Purpose? To find those bones, the poor, innocent, little bones of all the children, and give them burial. Proper, decent, Christian burial.
Yes.
How can a nation be decent if it does not bury its dead?
I leave them, submerging in paperwork. Drive over the river, along a maze of motorways, to the familiar security fences and guard dogs of home. Croydon. Let myself in. blink on white fluorescent light. Robert has left kitchen pristine. Listen to a sleeping house. Security systems murmur. Fridges whine. What to do? What to do? Rearrange the cutlery on the sideboard. Then rearrange it back again. Go upstairs. Lie in bed. Robert asleep beside me. Through the curtains, faint blue glow of security lights. Beyond, the darkness of North London. Beyond that, the barbarian badlands. But here, now, I am safe. Full asleep.
Please, please, sir, save me.
Save a journalist.
Any secrets you might have, I'm not interested.
Hard to believe. Endless hints in your rag about murders. Sort of people might be involved. Innuendo. Then we find you snooping about.
I wasn't meaning anything, gentlemen, I swear.
Then why keep writing about these murders?
Titillation. Tittle-tattle. My editor insists. But I know nothing, nothing. Spare me, gentlemen.
Awfully high building, this. With a drop all the way down to the Thames.
Sir?
And this article, Supercop, avenging the children. Who is this bitch?
Stupid, sir. Too stupid to find anything out.
Liar. Pour the petrol over him.
What? No!
What's the name of your paper?
The Sun, sir.
Well, in... After we've set you alight, pushed you over, you'll be a real sun, blazing through the London sky down to the Thames, warning all other snoopers.
Sir, no, sir, no, please, stop!
Kick him over. If only we could deal with all journalists like that.
Rather.
There, gentlemen. Our secret's safe once more. Harrington?
Yes.
Comes in. Under the back door. Across the floor. Up from drains. Water. Purple. Over windowsills. Soaking carpets. Rising. Rising. Till the television cocktail cabinet float. Bump against the ceiling. Then starts to rise up the stairs. Pouring out of bath. Toilet. Flapping round my children's bed. Still they sleep, will not wake. Faces relaxed, innocent, till its great flood presses against the ceiling. The whole house bursting with water, and still they do not budge. Asleep, radiant. Wake up! Wake up, I say! All is dark. Purple dark. Work. Someone's murdered a journalist.
I'm on my way.
So Ince finally got his come downance.
They set light to him on the roof of that building up there.
They?
Several footprints. Threw him into the river. He washed up on this mudbank.
Oh, can't wait for the headlines. Muckraker dumped right in it.
He did something for you, though.
Me?
Clutched hard in his right hand. Must have held onto it while they tortured him. All the time he was burning, plunging, hitting the water. Gripping it so you could see it.
What?
A piece of paper.
Rodden, the people you see, the grey ones, wealthy, powerful. I know more.
Damn!
He knew more.
Gret.
He died so you could get this information.
Hid it in his files, somewhere inside Fortress Wapping.
Gret, will
Liz,
you just...
Liz, cover for me at work.
But you'll
say... I'm not sick. Despite all the guard dogs, guns, watchtowers, Langton and I are going to get into Wapping.
Gret!
Damn. Damn. Stood on a bloody Thames mud bank. What do I do? Tell the chief she's popping pills, gone bananas... Admit what the two of us have... I look down. Charred body half melded back into mud. See the hand. The claw. Fierceness, passion of its grip. I'll cover.
You're my taxi driver, right?
And you'll keep crying, yes, whatever happens. News International?
Yeah? What do you want?
Taxi officer.
I can see that. Who's in there?
Miss Jenkins.
Why is she crying?
Just had a very traumatic experience. Decided to sell a story to the Sun.
Yeah?
Been having an affair.
So?
With a cabinet minister. Two cabinet ministers, in fact, and a high court judge.
Major barrier, Fred. Let them through.
Thank you, officer.
Think nothing of it, mate.
Nice.
We've done it! We're in! Something about crime. It's definitely addictive.
Certainly, Sir Frederick, certainly. But I'm afraid the Prime Minister is very busy. Oh, come in, Harrington. I'll make sure he's aware of your views, Sir Frederick. Goodbye. Bloody backbenchers.
Who was that?
Sir Frederick Tipton. Think they can barge their way in.
Anthony.
What have you got there?
CP2, SR3, Cabinet Committee Minutes. Had a message the Prime Minister wanted...
No, I wanted to see them. Make sure they coincide with mine, so ministers don't have the opportunity to argue.
Anthony...
Why are you hopping around on one leg, Christopher? What do you want?
Well...
Don't whisper, Christopher. My office is never bugged.
About last night.
Last night, Christopher? Nothing happened last night. You were home with your cat and your mother, weren't you? And she was worrying about the cat, and you were worrying about the cat, weren't you?
Anthony.
Come over here, Christopher. Over here.
Yes, Anthony.
Look out of this perfectly proportioned Georgian window. What do you see? Power, Christopher. London. The first city, the only city, ever to rule the entire world, whose ideas, systems, blossomed across the world, ruled it, still rule it. America, Beijing, Tokyo, where did the values, concepts, systems which run them originate? Here, in these very buildings. We are the guardians, Christopher, the defenders.
But, Anthony...
And you dare come in here, the Cabinet Office itself, the Prime Minister just next door...
I'm sorry.
...with your foulness, doubts, corruptions...
I'm sorry...
Christopher, those two policewomen Ince mentioned last night, I'm monitoring them, have been for several weeks now, and do not fear. They shall be taken care of.
Oh.
Christopher, go back to your flat in the Albany. You and your mother...
Yes?
...worry about your cat. Worry about it for several weeks. Don't do anything else.
What about my job, Anthony?
Christopher, you work in the Ministry of Agriculture. The word job is purely honorary.
All day I work in the office under the chief's beady eye.
You seen Rodden, Campbell?
I believe she phoned in sick, sir.
That's strange. Apparently she can't be reached at home.
It could be at the doctor's, chief. Drive home. Arrange to have an evening in, the whole family.
Robert's done a pork casserole beautifully. Bottle of wine, chat about this and that. Then the four of us settle down in front of a new release video. Before it starts, I nip round, check the security devices. One of the electric tripwires in the garden is off. Switch it back on again.
Christopher Harrington.
Yes?
Got your address off a friend. A friend now unfortunately dead. Mm. You are going to talk.
Please, whatever you do, my mother's in the next room. Don't disturb her. And don't disturb the cat.
A comedy. Family, just like ours, but all in chaos. Father fallen off stepladder. Mother drop cake mix. Suddenly, through the warm, centrally heated air, a sliver of cold. Well, that shouldn't... I rise.
I'm just going to go for a pee.
Yeah,
out into hall. Kitchen. Dining room. Okay. Switching on lights. Moving upstairs. Touch of cold brushing face. Landing. Look about. I'm imagining this. If anything was wrong, the alarm would go off. My bedroom. Children's. Move towards spare. Gently press open door. Everything pristine. Except window. Curtains blowing. Alarms didn't go off. Someone's in the house.
Got all we wanted out of Harrington. Names, location of bodies. Glad to unburden his sins. Sit out on the roof of Langton's Dalston High Rise. To the south. Great oceans of light. Airports, motorways, floodlights. Closer. Half light. Paraffin lamps, campfires, lurid neon brothel and casino signs. To the north, darkness. The great, wild darkness of old Britain returning.
Look at that darkness. They're coming back. The armies of light. Freedom and joy.
The barbarians? You think they're good?
I know they are.
Behave as if nothing happened. Flush loo. Walk downstairs. He'll want us together if he's going to... My gun's on the side table beside my seat on the sofa. Where is he? Behind curtains? In storeroom? Return to sitting room. Try to look relaxed. Reach out. Between photos of Jamie at primary school. There it is. The gun. Then, in the mirror, this darkness. I'm rising, shouting, turning. Get down!
What?
For God's sake, get down! Oh. They stare at me open mouthed. He's aiming. I fire. Miss. But he's back down passage. I'm tripping over my family. Forward roll. Upright against door jamb. Bullets hit close by head. Fire back. Blast. Must have hit something. Follow wounded animal up my stairs. Across landing. Halt. Push. Open. Spare room door. Curtain blowing. Gone. Downstairs again. Out into garden. Through shrubbery. Climb garden shed.
Nowhere. Nowhere.
Gone.
Because of your arrogance, your bloody obsession, my whole family are down to be blown away. He was in there, in the very heart of my family.
I'm sorry, but we...
But in my life there is no but my family.
Liz, listen, it was a risk.
A risk? Whose risk?
But it paid off. The two of us have got them.
The evidence that will finish them.
Oh, you, an aging schoolmaster suspected of child molesting, and you, a little police woman, have got evidence to sink some of the most powerful men in the country.
Listen to me, we've got more.
Langton and me got into Wapping.
Ince's file.
The Grey Wolves are a renegade group of senior government officials.
You can understand why Ince wanted it published.
Who had acquired a taste, he didn't say how, for going out killing. He had one name, one address, a Christopher Harrington, lived in the Albany, official in the Ministry of Agriculture.
We went round there.
Questioned him, not a strong man. He's a member of a group, defenders of constitution, true government, all things English. The Grey Wolves, right-wing loonies, did things together, heroic ceremonies with flags, swords, little boys. One night, it all went wrong. One of them, their leader, an Anthony Villiers cabinet officer.
Where are we going in
led
this
led them on, as he put it. Led them on. Everything got very excited. Lots of blood and screaming. Couldn't see properly.
11 children dead.
Next morning, woke up. Villiers had cleared the mess, disposed of bodies. But from then on, you see, he had a hold over all of them. Each had participated, spilt blood. He started to control them in government, draw together their power, influence things. Still go out together, the pack, hunt through the wilds of Islington, Finsbury Park, Dalston.
Single killings.
And you really think you two are going to bring them to justice?
Got the names, Liz.
Oh, where are we going?
Where the bodies are sunk in a great plastic tarpaulin beneath the pool of London.
Anson?
Villiers.
Difficult news. That bitch, blonde police detective, got her hands on Christopher.
No.
Got a lot out of him. Names, dates, locations. He sent me a suicide fax.
Killed himself?
Yes. And your end?
I didn't manage to get her, but scared her.
This time we have to do more. They know where the bodies are. They'll be heading there. I have a reception party planned.
This is it. Place Harrington said the bodies were sunk. You're going down?
Oh, well, I was Met scuba champion 3 years running.
What else?
For 1 second, her blue eyes shine into mine. Then down into darkness, down here somewhere, he said. The bones wrapped in bright yellow plastic, tied down by ropes. What is happening? What is going on? Embarked on some nutcase odyssey. If I tell the powerful what we've been doing, shop my comrades. They'll be all the keener to kill me, my family, for my knowledge. Sit up here, defenseless, as beneath, far, far beneath, mighty monsters move. Somewhere within this grime and filth, my knife stabbing back and forth. Like some great unstable jellyfish, tugging at her ropes as all the gases and putrefactions of her bodies strain for the surface. Light. I start to cut the ropes. She jerks, impatient, hungry for truth.
justice.
Where is she?
What's happening down there?
Last line. Last line. Hacking away. Breaking. So dark. As if flashes of steel. Blackness where there should be only dark. Billowing, unstable, like some great focus of energy and chaos, it breaks to the blue-black surface.
We found her. Let's open it up.
With a knife, he slices the great yellow eye, and from it shoot forth all the stinks and stenches and corruptions of hell, full in his face. He smiles, laughs, as though all the flowers of spring are pushed in his face.
I'll get a line on it.
But where's Gret? Where's she gone?
Oh! Suddenly, she's there, her head on the side. I move over, pull off face mask. She looks at me. I grin. She looks at me. Something wrong. Suddenly, her mouth opens. Blood pours all over me.
Gret!
Flopper in the bows. Where there should be neat rubber, slim waist, soft breast.
Oh, God!
She points over our shoulders. I turn. Two black frogmen, knives gleaming, climbing over. I fight them off. Towing our cumbersome load, we're away into the darkness. I turn to my Gret. He means everything to me. He said everything I should have said. Felt everything I should have felt. Did everything. Dying. In front of me. Blonde hair falling, still immaculate. Red, crimson, purple blood streaming. I stare at her till her mouth sagging, soft, unresisting to a perfect O. Like some great, gentle sunset. She dies.
You're going to have to decide.
I know.
There is no turning back.
I know.
There is no future in London. No protection or security.
I should never have expected it. I must protect my family.
I know people in the latest model army.
The rebels?
Don't believe the propaganda. I know some of them. They're leaders. They're genuine. Trying to build a better world. If we can get your family through, they'll look after them. Trust me.
I trust you. My family's safe. Then we track down Villiers.
The police are still at my home. I know the sergeant. My family will be safe for 24 hours. Langton seals the bones inside new plastic sacking. Only the rich can become seriously invisible. We need instant money. As a policeman in the crime capital of the world, I know every racket, scam, honeypot, the whole ugly maze of rat runs, conduits, bagmen. A car parked behind an old comprehensive, long since privatized into a strip and sex emporium. Early morning. Fat George, dulled by a night's debauch, waddles out. Eases into front seat. Been doing this run 20 years. Never any trouble. I slide my cold blue pistol into his neck's fat folds.
Drive. You're mad. You'll have every big man in London on you.
Drive.
I work for Crazy Tony, King of Ivory. People don't thieve from him.
I do.
Three Nutters tried it 10 years ago. He ripped him apart.
Drive or die.
You'll kill me if I lose this lot.
I'll kill you if you don't.
Leave him upset, worried, by the open burial pits in Highgate Cemetery. 800 grand. I pay people to get my family over the M25, through military lines on the Chilterns. Langton arranges their reception by the barbarians beyond. We buy a dirty grey van, like any other surveillance van in London. We put the bones in the back, then follow Villiers from his office, track him back to his luxury flat in Mayfair. A wondrous world, enchanted, as if the concrete bunkers, motorways of Morden, Surbiton, Eltham to the south, the darkness, terror of Holloway, Mill Hill, Highbury to the north, did not exist. Perfect preservation. Mutton chop butchers, gentlemen's hairdressers, outfitters, iron railings in every square, a Range Rover beside each parking meter.
This is extraordinary.
A fantasy. A very dangerous fantasy.
What do you mean?
Think of the price. The crippling price the British nation has had to pay just so our ruling class can keep this Disneyland, this fantasy of themselves going. And does it really help them? They get more warped, more perverted, the longer they live outside reality. Thank the Lord, it's crumbling.
Has it financed?
Yes.
I'm asking you.
A fix. The government claims it has nothing to do with all these gangsters and crooks north of the river. Denounces them in endless Times editorials, speeches in the House. A danger to democracy. The threat to the rule of law.
And?
Somewhere there must be a connection, a deal.
None's ever been proved.
How do you think that magic line down the Euston Road is drawn? Here, crime, anarchy, butchery. An inch to the south, absolute quiet, perfect order. A payoff, an understanding.
Between politicians and gangsters?
Right. If we can prove it, expose it, this whole rotten edifice would crash in 5 minutes.
There he is, at the window. I wonder what he's up to now.
Anton?
Antony.
A follow-up to a few nights ago. Had this feeling I was being followed.
Yes.
Maybe just one too many dirty vans behind me this evening. It's down the mews now.
Oh, it won't be to send someone.
No. Now I clear up my own mess. Someone starts hunting me, I hunt them back.
3 days and nights we watch. Sleeping in the back, eating snacks, cold pies, shivering. Then, on the fourth...
He's moving.
Liz, wake up! He's moving!
A taxi. Run-down, broken-up taxi from north of the line draws up. A hooded figure hurries in. It's off.
Hurry!
I don't want to get too close.
It goes north, into the Camden Islington Warren. Stops at Dalston, in familiar streets. Children play on midnight pavements.
His old stamping ground.
Yes.
Pays off driver. We see him, all in grey. Long grey coat, grey hood.
A grey wolf.
All the streets, pavements. Suddenly deserted, except for the children.
Gangster chiefs have sent down the word.
That creature has great influence.
He's gone, diving into a dark alley.
Know what to do?
Yes.
Langton peels away, tries to keep to parallel streets. I follow Villiers down alleys, back streets. Grey figure loping, running fast, ahead of me. Occasional flashes of knives held before him, hunting his quarry. A terrible baying fills the air. What is it? Him? Race past silent buildings, darkened windows. He disappears. I slow. Blind alley into cobbled yard. I follow. Hope Langton's got it right. Douglas. Walk through alley. Feeling way. Step into yard's half light. Coming at me, teeth bared, knives in hand.
Mr. Villiers, can you speak? Or do you only howl?
My claws speak.
Where the hell is Langton?
First of all, defenseless children, now a woman.
You wouldn't understand the joys, colours in a grey, colourless world.
Langton, for God's sake!
I am a human being, you know.
You are non-existence. A half-being. Goodbye.
Hold on. Lantern!
Stop there. Right there.
Lantern.
The old black schoolmaster with a gun aimed right at the back of your head. Drop the knives.
Give me the gun.
Here.
I want to work him. Give me one of his knives. Throw the other away.
Trace the line of his jugular down his cold, white neck.
Why do you do it?
Tell the policewoman, the old black teacher, why you do it.
Dross cannot understand poetry.
I'll twist my blade. Give you a little help.
That hurts. Listen. We stand at the end of time. Barbarians, savages sweep round London. Chewton Front crumbles. All that's honourable, exclusive, sublime, overwhelmed by ignorance, filth, commonality. Imagine what it's like for me. London once ruled the world. A few precious sacred square miles sent signals, dispatches, telegraphs around the world. Look at it now. Perches politicians bickering over their places in mildewed ceremonies, seats in the House of Lords. Civil servants negotiating with gangsters.
Gangsters?
I was born to power, conquest. My great wings beating out, rising above stench, filth, compromise. Great claws, clenching, exercising, hunting. Groups of us.
The grey wolves.
Our birthright. Asserting ancient rights.
What about my little nephew's rights?
Your little nephew. Nothing. Power is all. Just as my ancestors once exercised it over the whole world. Beneath my knives, your little nephew was colours and music and beauty. Freedom.
Give me that gun.
No.
Give it to me. I'll kill her.
In a fateful second, we struggle. Quick as a flash, Villiers snatches our gun, steps back.
You fool.
Why did you try and take it off me?
Now he's going to kill us both.
You two, I'm going to enjoy this.
At least tell us.
No. If he's going to kill us, let him get on with it.
Tell you what?
No. If you're going to kill us, do it.
Now, you interest me, Madam Policeman. Tell you what?
All my life, I've thought crime wrong, fought it, been told by those above, people like you, with power, uniforms, evil is wrong. But now, you, a government official, tell me you work with gangsters?
When this shit heap of a country finally implodes, who will survive? Boobies from the House of Lords? 37 surviving members of the royal family? People who've always survived. Strong, ruthless, far-sighted. How do you think this whole bizarre contraption of England is kept aloft? Democrats versus gangsters. Law versus anarchy.
Tell us.
Straight deal. They keep out of our area, leave it spotless, crime-free.
for a price. We allow through their milch cow tourists, crack cocaine, heroin. We soil our hands to keep our country running. Why shouldn't we reap rewards?
Part of the deal being the right to hunt children.
Those we deal with sometimes allow us that pleasure. Clear the streets, leave out a few children.
London cannot hold out much longer. The Chiltern Front is crumbling.
Justice at last.
What are you going to do then?
One enormous last deal. Drugs for cash. Handover Point. Where else but Wimbledon? All England tennis finals.
You leg it for Heathrow.
As everyone watches the final and the barbarians flood south.
Where will it be? Morocco? Rio de Janeiro?
Just so there's lots of children.
Kill us.
I beg your pardon?
Shoot us.
What an extraordinary woman you are.
You heard the lady.
Very well. What? What the...
It was never loaded.
We wanted you to talk.
Bastard!
Throws gun at me. Barges past Langton. He's off. By the time we're back on our feet...
Gone.
Suits me.
Will his Wimbledon thing still be on?
Villiers isn't bothered by mere mortals. He'll just double the armed guard.
Strawberries and shotguns for tea.
We can nail Villiers and photograph senior government officials taking tea with Paul the Walrini, Crazy Tony Hormuzios, Mohammed Pretty Boy Jones. Leak the photos, tabloids go into overdrive. The uproar might just bring the whole rotten structure crashing down. Indulge myself. Manicured, pedicured, massage. Flowery skirts, frilly petticoats, hat. After all, I am going to Wimbledon. Fast action camera for Langton, pump action shotgun, plus unusual holster for myself. Steal a jag and chauffeur's uniform for Langton. Drive into battle.
Have a look.
An English rose.
With lots of briar.
Stuck at light. Sun through roof. Pool of stillness, quiet. Dust floats golden in the air. Look into his face. It's kindness, patience, humanity. His lips, his chin's soft underbelly. What is it I love more about there? It's raw, honest humanity. Face of God. Lights change. We drive on.
Strabosch definitely has a fine back end. The number one drive. But he's terribly let down by his footwork. Oh, I say, look at that chap's tie. Another glass of champagne.
Hired myself a whiffle. A charming, brainless young man to chatter inanities in my ear as I stroll round Wimbledon. A puff.
Of course they say
couple.
He lies. Yes, has been mixing raw seaweed with his Lucozade. Hence his look of extreme constipation.
Move slowly round courts, watch from beneath my hat. Langton a few yards behind, faithful chauffeur manservant. People, light-headed fribbles, chatter and babble. But occasionally, I spot darker creatures. Men of power slip back and forth in the afternoon sunshine.
Of course, everyone's saying this is most absolutely the finest final ever. Sitting comfortably.
Thanks.
Tankman the American against Stroop the Albanian.
All centre court beneath us in glory. Floral dresses, straw hats, ball boys in immaculate haircuts. Irreplaceable England.
Strutt's taken an early lead, but Tankman's fighting back.
There. I see it. the most exclusive of the executive suites, least seen by the public, perched high above center court, tinted windows. Sammy, bad boy Cohen, nips in the side door. Two or three security persons, awkwardly clothed, sit amid the crowds by the door.
I want to wander around the court.
This final,
I want to walk. I want to earn some extra money. Keep by my side. Keep talking.
Right.
Langton starts to circle round the side. I go direct. Crowd ruffles a bit. Even umpire looks round. But the whiffle keeps talking.
You know, pink goes so imperiously with green.
I look so absorbed in his words. We're at the top of the steps before the first guard rises. Gut him. Langton hits second with chair. I drive parasol into third's crotch. The whiffle is talcum in the distance. A deathly hush has fallen on center court. I smile back. Then reach down. Down. Beneath my summery dress, flowing white petticoats, to draw out from its special holster, living, breathing, glistening with oil and evil, my sawn-off shotgun. Walk to door of executive suite.
Camera ready?
Yes.
Door. Through, caught in all angles and intimacies of conspiracy, civil servants, cabinet ministers, mafiosi, lovers in earnest flagrante.
Shoot them, Langton! Let in light! Bring down vengeance!
You're crazy, Campbell. Totally crazy.
Power! I love it! Finished, Langton?
Finished!
Go!
He goes. Villiers prowls up and down, seething.
You're not crazy enough to kill it.
Think of Gret. Blonde, carefree, head thrown back in crazy, violent laughter. Think of my family in crazy, overprotected security. These loathsome, feral creatures, this orgy of corruption. Blood, flesh, bone, banknotes, cocaine, fountaining about room, interior of food mix run berserk. Could do it. Why doesn't that Villiers keep still?
Keep still, Villiers!
I'll keep moving till you shoot.
What would I rip apart? Explode with my gun? Them? Useless, inhuman non-entities? Or me? Own useless loathing and hatred. Own uniqueness and intimate loving tenderness. I am a most conservative, reserved person. My family, my pension. Here am I in floral dress, cream on lips, halfway through Wimbledon men's singles final. A woman. A few seconds. Think I got everyone. Think I did. Langton gunning car. I jump in driving seat. Off.
Did you unload the film?
Newspaper courier was waiting. What happened back there?
Ended them. Think I got them all.
Villiers.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
As Villiers foretold, the Chiltern line is crumbling. Defences round the M25 are giving way. New age buses, armoured lorries, motorcycle chariots sweep south, gather on north bank of Thames. A bridge across the Thames for the new 15-lane M25. Now never to be opened, without barriers. A bare concrete arch stretching across the void. We look across at the barbarians spread along the north bank, resplendent in golds, greens, royal blues, royal scarlets, a hazy, dizzy, moving rainbow.
The latest model army.
Yes.
Always thought they were dark, colourless. Did you let them know we were coming?
They'll let us through. Welcome us, even.
Afraid they won't.
What?
A cold gun in back of neck.
Really is.
My God, you should have kept your eyes on me back there, not those other losers. You two have destroyed my plans, all of them. I'm going to kill you.
No.
I'll drive you somewhere quiet, enjoy myself a little bit. Well, quite a lot.
Not if I have anything to do with it.
What can you do to stop me?
Want to see?
Don't provoke me.
See what you'll do about this!
What are you doing? Stop this car.
20, 30, 40...
Stop or I'll shoot!
Shoot! Shoot the driver at 60 on a bridge without rails! You'd be into the tens!
Tries to hit him. Langton rattles him back and forth, car swerving. Almost on other side when... Violent kick!
Look out!
Car swerves over and over and suddenly... We're flying over it in thin air. The Thames far, far below. Langton thrown clear. Villiers round me like an anaconda as we go down, down in our cold iron womb. Frenzy increases. Fight back with fists, elbows, knees. Why? Why? Murder 20 souls back there. Should I live? How do you judge a human being? I'm weakening. Weakening. And then another face. Son, Jamie. Photo by my settee. Face set. Lower lip a tremble. First day at primary school. The photographer terrifies him, but he won't cry. I produce that face. No one else. For all my sins. Out of nothing. No one else. I created, even more than God, that unique, extraordinary God-filled face. By their fruits, I deserve to live. Compared to this creature, for all my sins, I deserve to live. In the dark, like eels, I have its white neck. Twist it, it slows. Twist it again. I'm free. But weak. Weak. Then the car rolls and the bones, the stinking bones in their yellow casket, again strain up through the door. And as they sweep past, I catch hold, cling to side and float up, up toward the light, the golden light. Sinner. Born anew. The sun pours down and down on me. Worthless, useless me. Great needles, daggers, shafts of joy. I pass out. Sleep and sleep. Sleep the sleep of the dead. As I return to life. Come too as we travel north, through the Badlands. Me, in a motorbike sidecar, the bones on a litter behind. Langton in goggles driving. And the children, Robert, have been evacuated to the north of Scotland. Drink in the sun. Soak my face in it. Start to notice leaf, bird, animal. There are areas of devastation. Great cities reduced to ruin. Whole areas polluted. Destroyed nuclear power stations. But beyond them, on the moorlands, in hidden valleys. Birdsong rings out like hammer on anvil. Meadows flame in blossom, as beneath, like some great sleeping giant shaking her invincible locks after a long, awful nightmare. The earth once more starts to don her mantle of life. Humanity wear her golden crown of glory, immortality. Upon her surface, people rebuild, reshape gardens, workshops, churches, marketplaces. A whole society starts to spread over hill and moor. I am reunited with my family. Hug them. Hug them and hug them. Robert, the children. But somehow it is not right. I am a part. Still, I am a killer. Killer in cold blood. Langton understands.
We must bury the dead. Put their bones to rest in the earth.
Yes. You're right.
They've been above the earth far too long.
You're right.
Stand on a green hill, on a promontory far out to sea. Mountains in the distance behind us. Before us, only sea. Down and down Langton digs. The deeper he digs, the greater the sun grows above us. The stronger the blue skies and white clouds, the hum of bees and flame of wild flowers. We place the bones in the earth.
In memory of 11 children who died at the hands of awful men. In memory also of all children, of all innocent people who have died and suffered at the hands of awful men.
And as the earth pours in, as the bones start to relax, live, love again in their natural home. So within me too, my strained sinews and nerves, my crabbed frame and wicked sins start to relax, flow, enjoy for the first time the sight of my husband, children. See them not as shadows, half creatures in the half light of Croydon, but full, awful, extraordinary creatures. Children of God. Touching. Embracing them.
Oh, Albion. Albion. At last. At last, we might be men. Stood upright. Unfettered in our land. Become what we always could, should have been, ourselves. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.
In The Detective by John Fletcher, Liz was Adjoa Ando, Langton Akun Jones, and Gret Diana Quick. Villiers was Brett Usher, Anson Simon Edgerton, Harrington Malcolm Ward, Ince Dominic Rickards, and the Chief Roger Hume. The music was composed and performed by Martin Alcock with Simon Nicol, and the play was directed at Pebble Mill by Nigel Bryant.
This is Radio 4. Now, attention all shipping, especially in sea areas Shannon and Rockall. The Met Office issued the following gale warning to shipping at 2.040 BST today, Monday, the 4th of April. Shannon, Rockall, westerly severe gale force 9, increasing storm force 10, imminent. Veering northwesterly, decreasing severe gale force 9, soon. And that's the end of the gale warning.